Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Terry Francona. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive towards short. Bauer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Little moves to third. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is called out on strikes. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Say moves to second. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins bunts towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. Say moves to third. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sandberg for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Davis scoops up the ball and tags Raines for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 0 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Hall reaches second base with a double. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Say moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver fields it and throws to third for the out. Bauer moves to second. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards short. Baez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive towards third. Say reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Carter reaches second base with a double. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreland hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Say hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive towards first. Oliver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Ray Burris. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry White pinch runs for Terry Crowley. Lee Smith now pitching. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Raines bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Little takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Little moves to second. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver is walked intentionally. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White now playing center field. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Schottsetter, and towards Little, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Davis for a passed ball. Francona moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 4 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Buckner bunts towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Little covering, for the out. Sandberg moves to second. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sandberg moves to third. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 4 in the game. Moreland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty pinch hits for Dan Schottsetter. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-4 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bryn Smith now pitching. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Say hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Lee Smith. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Chris Welsh now pitching. Gary Woods pinch hits for Jay Johnstone. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Bruss star now pitching. Junior Kennedy now playing shortstop. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-4 in the game. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Sandberg scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-5 in the game. Moreland is walked intentionally. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Say hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welsh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball four. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Raines steals second. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Little hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vail pinch hits for Chris Welsh. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is hit by the pitch. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Oliver strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.